I saw this quote from Priyanka Chopra who said, "My mom has always said that when a woman is financially independent, she has the ability to live life on her own terms."
Hi, I'm Tori Mystic, and you're listening to the Wear, Wag, Repeat podcast, the only show dedicated to supporting women in all areas of the pet industry.
In this episode, I want to talk about financial freedom versus financial independence. What those two different terms mean when I Googled them, what they mean to me, and how you can get more of both of them in your life. But first, before I get into this topic, I want to ask you a quick question. What are you doing April 10th and 11th? My friends at The Dog Gurus are hosting the Business Breakthrough Workshop 2024, and it's happening live in person in Denver, Colorado. This is an event specifically tailored for pet hotel entrepreneurs, so boarding, dog daycares, all of that kind of stuff. Over 2 days, the expert speakers that the Dog Gurus have put together will help you learn how to attract the right clients, grow your revenue with traditional and creative strategies, how to create a positive community around your pet business so you can stand out from the crowd, and much, much more. If you're not familiar with the Dog Gurus, please scroll back in my podcast or go to wearwagrepeat.com/podcast and search for episode 102. You will get to know Susan Briggs, the co-founder of the Dog Gurus. She is really inspiring and a wealth of knowledge about the pet industry. So go check out episode 102 where you can get to know Susan before connecting with her in person and meeting more pet care experts at this in-person workshop in Denver on April 10th and 11th. It looks really amazing. I have been checking out the website, and you can do that too at thedoggurus.com. Okay, so that's very on topic because today we're going to be talking about financial freedom and financial independence at the Business Breakthrough Workshop with the Dog Gurus. They're going to help you make more money and be more financially independent in your pet care business. So this is just synergy. It's happening here. I'm so happy that I set money as the theme for Q1 here in Wear, Wag, Repeat. I've been sharing all kinds of great content. If you haven't checked it out, the whole first 3 months of 2024, every podcast episode, all kind of blog posts, every expert and lesson that I have in Wear, Wag, Repeat Society, it's all about money, specifically making you more of it. So we've had amazing guests here on the podcast and guest experts who really dive deep in Wear, Wag, Repeat Society. So I just want to give a quick shout out and say thank you to Kara, Julie, Jessica, Kristen, and Orizi. You all shared such insightful and actionable tips with us. If you are listening to this and you haven't had a chance to hear these women's advice, please go back. And if you're not in Wear, Wag, Repeat Society, please go to wearwagrepeat.com/society. You can get on the wait list. It will be opening up for Q2 very soon at the beginning of April. I'll be letting in new members and you'll be able to access all of the archives and dive right into our Q2 theme, which is email. Your email list is a really great place to be making money in your business. So I did this on purpose. We've gotten kind of the financial foundation in place in Q1. And in Q2, we are going to really look at how you can use your email list to create really great relationships with the people who are on your list and also monetize that list. So it all kind of ties together. But here today on this solo episode, I was thinking that I really want to share with you my feelings about financial independence. And I guess financial freedom is a word that I hear used a lot. So I'm going to share with you some different definitions that I found of those two different terms. And then I'm going to share with you what they mean to me and some tips and some steps that you can follow if you're interested in in feeling more financially independent or being more financially independent. You know, I think it's something you can be, but it's also kind of a feeling, a mindset that you can have. So I hope this is a really helpful episode to you. If you learn anything on this episode or anything that I've shared so far this quarter about money, please share this content with another pet pro who could benefit from it. I think that we all get into this business because we have a passion for pets, and it's that passion that keeps us inspired to keep working. But a lot of us don't have that kind of like business foundation education. I didn't go to business school. I mean, I studied marketing and I know a ton about social media and all kinds of different communication strategies and skills, but I didn't go to business school. I don't know if you went to business school. So being able to make this financial literacy information available this quarter, it's just been so exciting and rewarding to me because I feel like this information can really make a difference for so many people. So if you've learned anything at all from me in the past few months and my guest experts, of course, please share this show with someone who you think would like it. I would appreciate that so much. Okay, so when I sat down to outline this episode and see what I was going to talk about, I Googled definition of financial freedom. And here's what Google told me. They said, financial freedom is the ability to have enough money to cover your living expenses and goals without having to work. All right, so that really is kind of pulled from the FIRE movement. Have you heard of this? FIRE. It stands for Financial Independence Retire Early. And it's a movement. I think there's documentaries about this. There's a bunch of people on YouTube who will share information about this. And for a lot of these people, they live dramatically below their means so that they can save as much money as possible early in life, invest it, and then retire early. So that's the FIRE movement. And when I first Googled it, that's what came up as the definition for financial freedom. However, that wasn't really what financial freedom means to me when I think of it. So I did another little Google search. I added two little words. I said, define financial freedom for women. And here is what Google told me. My Google results, when I searched for that, they said over 67% of working women are dependent on male members of the family to make financial decisions. In a recent study, only 22% of these women claimed that they made their own financial decisions. It went on to say that financial freedom means paying for yourself first and ensuring that you are not dependent on anyone to spend your money. So this definition resonated more with me because I really view my financial freedom and my financial independence as, this great thing that enables me to control the direction of my life and control how I spend my days and my weeks and my years. So I'm not dependent on somebody else to tell me what I need to do to make money or how I need to spend my money. And I don't have to ask for permission if I want to spend my money on something. Of course, there's pros and cons to this. Sometimes I wish that I had someone to ask money questions and make a pro and con list and debate how I should spend things. And I don't really have that. That's the dark side of being financially independent is that when you're independent, you do have to make all of your decisions yourself. So that can be kind of challenging. Luckily, there's lots of resources online. And I do have, my parents, I can ask them questions, but they don't always understand what I'm talking about because I think they still don't really know exactly what I do for a living. So anyhow, that's kind of the pros and cons of financial independence. Another, I clicked on the source for that definition that I got, and it was actually an article published on LinkedIn. So if you have good information to share, you might want to publish an article on LinkedIn because they're showing up really high in Google results. Further down in that article, there was a quote from Priyanka Chopra, the actress. And she said, this is the quote, financial independence is paramount. My mom always says that when a woman is financially independent, she has the ability to live life on her own terms. I think that was the soundest advice that I ever got. And this really hit it for me. This is exactly what financial independence means to me. I get to live my life on my own terms. From making my money to spending my money, I get to decide what's best for me. So here is what financial independence means to me. I think that I might, instead of saying financial freedom, I think that financial independence is kind of more a more accurate term for me to use about how I feel and how I approach my life. So here's what this means to me. I have a little list here. Having financial independence, to me, it means I get to decide how I spend my time and energy to make money. So I don't have to take direction from a boss who says, you need to come and sit in this office from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and we're going to pay you this flat rate. This is actually pulled from my real life. The last time I worked in an office, it was an ad agency, and I did have to sit there from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and I was paid a flat rate, i.e. a salary. And regardless of really what my work output was, I had to sit my butt in that chair all day long, and they would pay me a certain amount. At least that's how it felt to me. I'm sure, you know, I couldn't have just sat there and done nothing. I needed to actually do my job, but I just hated it. I felt like if I got my work done early and I'm doing an amazing job and I'm really efficient and I'm like firing on all pistons and I'm getting everything done in 4 hours instead of 8 or 9 hours, why can't I be rewarded for that? Why can't I go and do what I want to do in the afternoon? So this is kind of exactly why I'm not a great employee, because I am a really efficient person. I get stuff done. And so having someone say, no, you have to sit here all day long and then we'll give you this money, to me, that was the opposite of financial independence. That felt like I had a ball and chain around my ankle. Another thing about financial independence, it means that I have the money to make my own decisions. So I can make decisions that are best for me. I can prioritize myself and what's important to me. Part of this is you have to really figure out what is important to you. And so, for example, I've been on trips before that really sucked. And I was like, oh my God, get me out of here. Do you remember that? Wasn't there a TV show? I'm a celebrity, get me out of here. That's how I felt sometimes on a couple of trips that I went on. And I had the financial independence to say, I'm going to buy a plane ticket and go home and get the heck out of here. I don't need whatever guy I'm with to buy me that plane ticket. I can do what I want to do. And so, you know, maybe I made a bad decision to go on that trip in the first place, but that's a topic for another day. Another example is that I was on a fantastic, amazing trip with one of my friends. We were in Belize and we were in this terrible Airbnb that was like, the sheets were scratchy. I felt like there was bugs. There was actually these like crazy dogs next door barking all night long. There was construction on the other side of us. It was terrible. And because both she and I are very financially independent women, we were like, you know, let's get out of here and check ourselves into a hotel on the other side of the island. And we were much happier and felt much better and safer and all of those things. So financial independence really, it gives me a sense of safety and security that I can get myself out of situations where I'm not comfortable. So that's kind of an extreme example, right? But my financial independence also means that I can decide if I want to work from the woods in West Virginia this week or from the beach in Cape Cod next week, that I can do that. My work isn't tied to anyone's approval or permission. So if I have the money to drive there and the flexibility the independence, the freedom to work less hours while I'm on that getaway, then you better bet I am going to do that. Because I've taken the time to sit down and think about what's really important to me. I think that financial independence might not be as significant for you if you haven't had the time to sit down and think about what's important to you. So for me, I just shared this on, I think it was an Instagram caption the other day, but I can't say this enough, is that free time to me equals wealth. And I think there was some sort of commercial sometime last year that was like, this is the new rich where time is their currency or something like that. And I know it was a commercial for something, but it really resonated with me also because I feel like being able to take my time, being able to go for a leisurely hike with Bert and Lucy in the middle of the day, that's really freedom to me. And if I didn't have this financial independence that I have because I've been working so hard to create a business that doesn't need my 24/7 supervision, and I have this financial independence, I can do what I want with my time. So if I want to pick my nephews up from school at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and take them for ice cream and do that kind of stuff, I can. If I want to go help my grandma, give my uncle who's her caregiver, if I want to give my uncle a day off and hang out with my 96-year-old grandma for 8 hours, which I just did on Sunday, I can do that because I have the flexibility and the freedom to say, yeah, you know, I can give my time to the people I love and the activities that I love. I don't have to be chained to my computer and working all the time or working for someone else all the time. So this is really what financial freedom means to me. If you have a partner who supports you, that's really great. I'm so happy for you. And I don't want this to be taken as a knock on that lifestyle. I think that is really amazing, but it's just not how I roll. So I've always paid all my bills myself. I pay for my home myself. I've always paid for my car myself, all of my utilities, my groceries, the vet bills, all of this stuff. I'm completely dependent on myself, but it also means that I'm independent because I don't have to ask somebody else for permission to do things. I can do what I want to do. I don't have to ask my partner for permission or only do things that I feel that my partner supports. You might have a really supportive partner, but if you are completely or partially financially dependent on them, you are subconsciously at some level going to make decisions that you're like, well, they wouldn't really like if I did this, or they don't, you know, they don't really, they're not totally behind this thing that I want to do. So, you know, for example, if I want to spend $400 on fabric to make a new quilt, nobody's going to question that. You know, I might be like, Tori, is this really the best use of your money? But I don't have any outside influences questioning that. So I know this was like a little bit of a manifesto or rant, either way you look at it, but this is really what financial independence means to me. And I hope that this inspires and excites you to seek this out for yourself or to define what it means for you. My definition doesn't have to be your definition. So here's a few steps that you can follow to feel more financially independent. Remember, sometimes it's an actual thing and sometimes it's more of a mindset. So I just have like four little steps that I would recommend following. So number one is to get clear on exactly what it costs to be you every month. So what does your lifestyle cost every month? I'm talking your rent or your mortgage, your car, your insurance, food, utilities, dog food, etc. For annual things like your dog's annual checkup or anything else that you do on an annual basis, even in your business. So like if you're paying every November, all my software comes back up for renewal because I think I bought it all on Black Friday one day. So like my course software, Typeform, ConvertKit, everything that I use, it comes up in November. So I look at all of my expenses. For the annual things, I divide it by 12 And so I figure out what it would cost me if I broke it down monthly, and I add that to my monthly expenses. So figure out exactly how much it costs to be you. Then you'll know how much you need to make every month, and you can start to implement profit first. So this is my step number two. Implement profit first. I swear by this. We actually have a lesson in Wear, Wag, Repeat Society from February with Kristen Recupero. She is a profit first certified accountant, and she's amazing. She gave us the best lesson. I mean, I've been doing profit first for years, and I was like, oh, I'm not doing that. I learned so much, and I actually consider myself kind of a profit first devotee, and I still learned so much from Kristen. So that's in Wear, Wag, Repeat Society. Again, if you're not a member, please get on the wait list because doors are opening soon for Q2, and you'll be able to watch everything in the archives. But profit first basically is an accounting system where you're paying yourself every month and you're also setting aside money for your business expenses, to pay your taxes, for your profit. You can even set up an account for charity contributions, or you could set up an account for dog expenses. You know, if you know that every year you're going to have to pay some amount for their annual checkups and things like that. So step one, get clear on what it costs to be you. Step two, implement profit first for your business, and it also is going to transform your personal finances as well. Step number three is to put savings into a savings account that earns interest, or buy a CD. Right now, I think they're at like 4 or 5% interest, or you can invest it in the market in something like an index fund, which is not that complicated. You only have to like buy one thing. It's not like you're buying all these individual stocks for Google and Microsoft and whatever. You are just buying one thing. It's called an index fund. So if you want to learn more about that, I really recommend The She-Wolf of Wall Street. She is someone I follow on Instagram, and she's got lots of great free trainings and all kind of stuff. There's also a podcast called The Money with Katie Show, and that's a great podcast to learn more about money. Both of those women will tell you what an index fund is and how to invest in one so you can get your money working for you. For me, I think that's a big part of being financially independent, and it's certainly a big part of the financial freedom retire early movement. And then finally, tip number four is don't buy or do things just to impress others. So this kind of gets back to what I was saying. You need to get clear on what financial freedom or financial independence means to you. How would you feel? You know, what would you do? How would you spend your time? Think about you, what you want, what your priorities are, not what other people's are. So very quick story. years ago, maybe 2018 or something like that, I was making bank, y'all. I was making a bunch of money because I was doing social media management. I had all these clients on a monthly retainer. Plus, I was doing tons of influencer stuff. 2018, I was just killing it. And so I thought, my lease is up on my old car, or I don't know. I was just like, I am going to get a fancy car. So I shopped around and I got a Mercedes SUV. And to be honest with you, the price to lease this Mercedes was the same exact price as what it would cost to lease a Toyota RAV4. So this Mercedes, it was really just such a vanity thing that I was like, I'm going to get this and other people are going to be impressed by me. I am going to be launched into this upper echelon of society and be connected with all these amazing people. La, 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 la. Well, it didn't really turn out that way. What I discovered was that having that car, a lot of people perceived that my dad bought it for me or my boyfriend bought it for me or something like that. Nobody ever thought, wow, Tori's working so hard. Look at how successful she is. Look at how smart she is. Look at what she's doing for herself. Nobody thought that. Let me just be clear. And it really negatively impacted me. So I just resented it. And I didn't like having this fancy car, regardless of what it cost. You know, it costs the same as a Toyota, which is, you know, an interesting little sidebar. But having this car that I really, I when I look deeply at my motivations, I really got it to impress others. And I grew to resent it because it wasn't in alignment with my own values and what I care about. I was doing it for others, not for myself. So that's sort of a big example. I don't think that everyone's going out and getting a new Mercedes. But just think about, you know, everything in your life. You know, do it for you. Don't do it because of what you think other people are going to think. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. I want you to think about what financial independence or financial freedom means to you. What are your values that you could really enhance, or, you know, what are your priorities that you could really make the most of if you had more financial independence? And then think about what actions you can take to get there. Again, if you need any help figuring out what it costs to be you, that's included in our January lesson from Where Wag Repeat Society. We do a whole money mapping or a profit mapping exercise back in January. In February, we worked with Kristen on Profit First, so you can learn all about how to implement that. Google Profit First. There's a book. You can get the book, but honestly, I learned so much from Chris, and I recommend doing both. And then in March, we also had guest expert Orizy Cook, and Orizy explained to us how to create a really great charitable give back campaign or like ongoing strategy in our businesses. And just to give you a little teaser of that, the key is really to give your charitable donations from your profits, not from your revenue. So that's a really important lesson that we learned from Orizy. And again, that's in the March Wear Wag Repeat Society lesson. If you get on the waitlist now, it's wearwagrepeat.com/society. You will get access to all of these lessons. And of course, in Q2, we are working on your email list. So I'm really excited for everything that is coming soon. Oh, also, I want to give a quick little teaser. I'm going to do a K9 in 90 workshop at the beginning of April so we can plan the next 90 days. This is something that I started doing every January, and it's been really great to set goals for the first 90 days of the year. But I'm like, why aren't we setting goals for the second 90 days of the year? So keep your eyes peeled for that invitation. And I'll see you back here on the podcast next Wednesday.
Some of the best conversations happen after the episode. Send me a note on Instagram at wearwagrepeat, or find even more women petpreneurs to connect with in our private Facebook group called Wear Wag Repeat Labs. If you want to dig into more episodes, resources to grow your business, or find a link to something we discussed, it is all right there for you at wearwagrepeat.com. I'll see you back here next Wednesday for a fresh conversation.